You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where I give you a masterclass in child-centered play therapy, as well as practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are diving into filial, as promised. And I know that I took a small deviation last week and added one more parenting discussion conversation, but we are going to continue with the idea of working with parents and talking with parents and move into the filial side of the episodes. So I want to make it very clear before we dive in that filial can mean lots of theoretical orientations. So as a general umbrella term, filial is just the Latin word for family. So you're essentially saying family therapy when you say filial. And I want to make it clear that that does not exclude other modalities and theoretical orientations. So as you suspect and assume, I'm sure, mine is going to be from the child-centered perspective. But I want to make it known that that is not the only filial approach. And so I just didn't want it to be confusing that if you hear me say filial and I only talk about child-centered, that you assume that this is a child-centered approach. It is not. But I'm going to give you the child-centered model. So not that that surprises you. All right. So let's dive into some thoughts on filial. I want to kind of start with big picture. And then as we move forward in episodes, I'll get into more specifics and we'll kind of make it a little more of a deep dive. But we're going to start high level view. Let's start with the statistics. Okay. So I guess because I was in school for so long, I really have fallen in love with data. And I don't think I was like that at all in my early grad school years, but I think the PhD program does that to you or something, all that dissertation and statistical stuff. So my mind is very much wired for data and evidence and what we can measure, what we can question. And I think it's important for us as clinicians to know that we have empirical support for the things that we do. I think it's important for us to know what's out there in journals and in the field of research, because that only corroborates and makes us more confident to talk about what we do and talk about why we do it and believe in what we're doing in the playroom. So similarly, when we talk about the statistics about filial, they, across every study, consistently mention that the more actively engaged parents are with the child-centered process, the better the outcomes. And that is not distinct only to filial. I just spelled said CPRT, but we haven't gotten there yet. So that is not unique only to filial therapy. That is just when parents are involved, invested, engaged in the child-centered process. Okay, so we know outcomes are better the more parents are involved. Now let's transition to what data shows about parents using play therapy skills with their own children versus a therapist. Interesting dynamic shift. So when we look at a therapist working with a child in a playroom, traditional child-centered play therapy, we can look at T-scores. And you don't need to know anything about that other than it's a measure of efficacy, okay, of change from zero and efficacy. We have in the 0.8 range for therapists. So 0.8 something, you know, 0.82, 0.85, 0.87, somewhere along there of a T-score when a therapist works with a child. That's a very big score, by the way. That shows us that child-centered play therapy works. But when we look at parents using play therapy with their own children and being taught to use play therapy principles, they become the therapeutic change agent rather than the therapist. And that T-score is 1.15, I think. So 1.1 something. All right. So what do we know about that? When we see that big of a shift, what does that tell us? It tells us that parents are more effective at this than we are. Now, Don't be scared. You're not going to be out of a job because parents don't know this stuff, okay? So parents aren't going to take over the child-centered world and we're all going to be out on our heels, you know, with no employment, I promise. But here's what that should encourage us. We should be all in to offer child-centered play therapy training to parents when it's a good fit for them. And in future episodes, we're going to talk about how we know who's a good fit and how do we vet parents, blah, blah, blah. But for now, it should make us very encouraged and make us feel very positive about the filial therapy model from a child-centered perspective, because parents have a T-score that's 0.3 higher than therapists do. And that makes sense, right? Because parents have a relationship with their children. They have an emotional connection with their children. They have a history with their children. We don't have any of that when we start work with them. So they obviously have the advantage when it comes to implementing the child-centered skills, because the entirety of what we do, we focus on what? The relationship, yes. So if parents come into it with a relationship already present, they're obviously set up to be more successful and effective. Makes sense. All right, so if you are thinking about adding filial to your practice, so you would like to not only see kids in the playroom as a child-centered play therapist, but you'd also like to do a filial approach where you're actually training parents and coaching parents to use child-centered play therapy skills with their own children, your best approach for this is CPRT. So child-parent relationship therapy, we've talked about that a lot, Landreth and Bratton's work. The new edition just came out a couple years ago, and it has updated information, new tracks, et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to provide filial, do not dive in. Do not do this blindly. Do not think that just because you buy the manual, you can offer CPRT to families. That is not setting yourself up for success. It's not appropriate. It's bordering on unethical. You need to be trained in the model. You need to be trained in how to do it. You need to understand the nuances. You need to know the material inside and out. And you need to really grasp the concept of the filial approach from a child-centered orientation. So often you will find when a parent calls and you are asked to do play therapy, it becomes evident very quickly that this is a relational dynamic issue, meaning the child really only has problems at home. The child really only has problems with the parents, for example, or just the mom maybe, or, you know, it's an isolated situation, meaning child is appropriately behaved at school and in the playroom and at church and at baseball and all the other places that the child goes, but at home there's all kinds of upheaval. Well, that's very clearly a relational environmental dynamic. So in that situation, it would make a lot of sense to suggest CPRT. So we're going to talk a lot more about what that looks like and, you know, what the value of it is, how to implement it, considerations, et cetera. So we have many weeks of diving into filial and specifically the CPRT approach. But here's kind of big picture why I think this makes such a difference for families. Because we often talk about the child in play therapy self-actualizing, right? So they're becoming a better version of themselves and they're changing, they're adapting, they're growing, they're healing. All of these good things are happening. So they are continuing to shift, if you will, from wherever they were stuck before, which is usually on the end of something at an extreme, right? They're starting to shift back toward balance center. Well, think about this from a family systems perspective, not to get into a different theory. I'm just using the phrase, okay? So from a family systems perspective, we have a child that's changing. It will force the rest of the family to recalibrate because the family works toward that natural homeostasis, whatever that is. And when the child makes changes, it forces everyone else to change. We understand that about a family system. It's dynamic and it's ever-changing. All right, so keeping that idea or word picture, if you will, in your head, think about what CPRT, the filial approach, affords. It hits it from both sides. So the child gets to do play sessions with one or more of their parents. So they are getting the benefit of play sessions, which help them to grow and heal and change and all those things, just like they would with us. So the child-centered filial model teaches parents to do play sessions with their own kids. So now all of a sudden, the child is getting the benefit of play sessions just like they would with us in the playroom, which will help them self-actualize and will help them gain the things that they need to be a better version of themselves. So that's essentially the play therapy approach, but it's just at home with a parent instead of in a playroom with you. Now, pause on that front for a second. Now we're going to shift to mom and dad. So now the parents are participating in the filial approach. They are learning new tools and new skills to use with their children as a parenting approach. Let me make that distinction very clear. You are not providing therapy to parents. Let me say that again so it will sink in. You are not therapizing, I'm air quoting, but you are not therapizing parents. You are training parents. They are doing play sessions with their child, which provides a therapeutic environment for those play sessions. But you are training parents. All right, so now that that's in your awareness, you are giving them tools and skills and principles that allow them to parent differently. And by doing so, it creates a different relationship between them and their children. So they are self-actualizing as parents. The child is self-actualizing because of play sessions. And when we think about the family system, now, rather than the child in play therapy being the only one who changes, so think about two poles far away from each other. The child is moving away from the pole back toward the center in between the two poles, but no one else is moving. They're still over here at this other opposite pole. That's what happens in child-centered play therapy. The child's the only one that's moving. Makes it very challenging. Interestingly, though, when we do CPRT and we have a child-centered filial approach, child's at a pole, parents are at a pole, child starts moving towards center because they're getting the benefit of play sessions. Parents start moving towards center away from the pole because they're getting taught and trained and coached in new ways to interact. And in both scenarios, not only are they both self-actualizing, but they are building a better relationship together with each other. This is why I love filial. This is why I love CPRT. I've been providing CPRT coaching since 2006. I love it. I have seen what it does. I have seen the change that it brings. I have seen the dynamic shifts in families. It's incredible. So this is why we're going to spend some time on the filial approach, because I think that if we work with children, we should also be able to recognize when it makes more sense for us to work with the parents for a variety of reasons, which we'll unpack together. But when we realize that the parent needs the training and the coaching so that everyone in the family is changing and evolving, CPRT is by far your best bet. So, all right. I hope that's helpful. I hope that gets you excited about what's to come. I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be a fun section for us to be in. So if you would like to find out about all things related to everything in the child-centered play therapy world that we have out there, please go to playtherapynow.com. You can sign up for my newsletter there. You can sign up for my CEU course coming up at the end of the month, which is ironically on filial therapy and CPRT. Or you can check out the collective. I would love to have you on there. It's growing. There's more and more people every week. It's so exciting. Our live Zoom calls have been so much fun. And if you are interested in finding out about any of those things, I would love to have you check out playtherapynow.com. You can reach me at brenna@thekidcounselor.com if you'd like to shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you as well. So good to be with y'all. Love you. Talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com. Thank you.